Hello.
Uva Ball is back. Welcome to Uva Ball Raw USA. How was your trip?
Was good. After longer time back to Canada, checking on my son KJ, my stepdaughter Angelina,
I saw that you got your, what did you
and I
get?
got
A
the get the
citizenship?
got the citizenship. I mean, there was only the ceremony, so now I have to apply for the passport and stuff like this. And I went by my Bauhaus restaurant, what is, of course, now a Ukrainian restaurant. It's interesting. And but it was half empty. It's kind of very cheap food now in a very expensive looking restaurant, what is kind of. You know, it doesn't fit together. And but the whole gas town area where my restaurant was, there was a whole block burned down recently. Three restaurants, 200 apartments burned down to the ground. Then there was a long time no electricity in that part of the city and stuff like this. So it's, in a way, I'm happy that I'm out of it. And
Okay.
you know, so that it's like history now. I mean, it was a bitter and positive experience at the same time, but now, I mean, I can really close that chapter, you know. And then what I saw also was huge floods, because in Vancouver, where the airport is, it's under zero, so
Okay.
it's like it's not even on the ocean level, right? So it's under, and over the winter they had like around them, everything was flooded and things went under. I have no clue how they want to survive in the future with the ocean level going up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, they are like in the situation like Miami or Bangladesh or whatever. So, but it's a big area in Vancouver, especially the area where all the trucks coming. All the delivery comes from the border, like when you go to Washington State over the border. All of this is basically on ocean level. And yeah, so they will have a lot of problems coming up. And
Yeah, you know, I remember when I lived in Utah, I used to hear all the time that if Waterworld became a real thing, like the movie, and all the water levels went up, that would be one of the only places that would be safe because it was so high above the sea level. So, yeah, it's only a matter of time that places that are at sea level get overwhelmed for sure. Manhattan Island was getting flooded when my mother lived there, downtown Manhattan, and when it would rain too much. So if that happens, I think that Manhattan Island is definitely going to be a memory.
yeah, but they like they should, or maybe they do, I don't know. You can build like kind of walls you can put down in the ground. They're getting up when the water gets higher, so you have more protection stuff like this. Or you lift up the sidewalks and the streets already like 2 or 3 meters higher. I mean, it's
Their
massive.
subways were being flooded, though. What do you think they should do about the subway?
Yeah, subways, they're fucked. Right, so I'm they, but the clock is ticking, right? So it's like we all have like maybe 20 years, not 40, to do basically to prepare for catastrophic disasters, like water is going away, some territories will dry out, some territories will get flooded, you know, and I think we need to see what we do about it. It's also like a lot of people are stupid. You know, like in Vancouver, for example, whatever, you have people, they say, yeah, but I'm living on a street, it's like 10 meters higher as the ocean level. Okay, but you cannot survive in your house or in your street alone. You
Yeah.
know, like where is the produce coming in? Where are the supermarkets? What are the routes you can get into cities in and out to provide that cities with food produce, for example? So it's like, and they don't question enough like the real infrastructure around them. You know, my house here in Mainz in Germany is, I have the River Rhine, the biggest river in Europe, right in front of my basically gate, right? So I can look down to the river. The river will never come up to my house. But the street down there and the railway down there will get flooded in like whatever, maybe in 10 years, maybe in 20 years. And then I can only walk away from my house, but not drive away. And then how I get anything? I mean, that is the thing what I think the people should ask more. Are you really safe only because you live up the hill, or are we not completely fucked? So we should think about, for example, to build canals, like channels, to get the water away when the water gets higher.
Okay, that's a
You
good
know,
idea.
yes, yeah, you can have a dam in some cases, or you have like this kind of you flood some channels, like you open gates, and then the water goes not up on the road. Instead, it goes in a channel and a canal and gets like away, basically, right? So, and I mean, all that stuff needs time. And I think we're all thinking only about whatever the politics, only thinking about the next election, or about the daily stuff and Ukraine stuff and whatever. But we need really deep planning, long-term investments, a lot of investments into being alert, being ready to react to all of this stuff.
Really ready to react to all the natural disasters that are incoming. And you're right, it's going to get worse. I remember people look at Escape from LA, that movie. Remember that? Where there were earthquakes all over the United States and there were all these natural disasters, and then we had some crazy president sworn in. All that shit's really happening.
Yeah, I mean
It's kind of
it's
funny. Yeah.
yeah, and it's funny till it's not, right? So it's funny till it hits
Yeah.
you, and then you're
Yeah,
like,
I guess you're right. It's not funny when we're dead. Speaking
yeah.
of which, I started to watch Don't Look Up. I finally started watching it.
It's good, no?
Yeah, it is pretty good. It
Yeah,
is
and
good.
I think when I watched like yesterday, I Twittered that thing what I in on the BBC, like this kind of the black hole photos that you saw, that like from the
Oh yeah, I did see
yeah
that. That's
yeah
crazy pictures, man.
yeah especially when you see the size. And then you see our sun system, like our system, including the sun and the Mercury and the Pluto and the Mars and the moon, whatever, and the Earth, was like a centimeter big on a like 40, 50 centimeter black hole galaxy.
Yeah.
And the black hole was 53 billion times bigger, the hole, as the sun.
Huh.
So I mean, it's just like unbelievable.
Yeah,
We will get
what
sucked
do you
in the hole, but in 23,000 years, so we have more urgent problems to solve. But there will be the end of the Earth at one point.
the black hole, you think?
No, the end of the no, because the whole our sun system was basically visible to be getting slowly drawn into the kind of the whirlwind into the black hole. But the scientists, they say of course the process is extremely slow, and it's like we are around 23,000 years away from getting swallowed.
Yeah, that's not that long in the larger scheme of things. I mean, us with our short lifespan, it is, but that kind of sucks to know that it's an eventual thing that the Earth will no longer exist.
I know, but what you want to do, right? I mean, the only thing you could do at that point would be you have the ability with the Earth to transform the Earth into kind of a spaceship. I mean, it's absurd it sounds, but if the whole Earth would be a spaceship and you could fly away with the whole Earth out of our sun system,
Yeah.
then you could leave the sucker basically. You would not get sucked in. But I don't know how much power you would need, because black holes normally have enormous power to drag you in. And then it's also like, what would actually happen to life on Earth if you leave the sun system?
Yeah.
Will be our air, like our what will happen to us? Like,
Yeah.
you know, like
I don't think that it would be sustainable without the sun and everything.
no, it's maybe only a question of a few months, and then it's like because you're in total darkness then
Yeah.
the whole time, you know, and then everything dies and whatever. I mean, good that we don't have to think about this
Yeah.
right now at least, but it was monumental to actually see the size of that thing.
Yeah.
Just the size was like a breathtaking, you know, where you really feel like, oh my fucking God, like how small we are. How small even the sun is and all planets and everything together in comparison to the big picture, basically.
Yeah, of course. The
Yeah.
big picture. Yeah, we are pretty minuscule in this huge ass galaxy, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy. And then look, the last few days we had shootings after shootings.
Oh yeah, let's talk about
Mass
that. Let's talk
murders.
about the guy who drove, like, I don't know, a number of hours away, and he found a supermarket that he felt was like a lot of black people were shopping there. And then he left his manifesto, but he broadcast the whole thing on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. And he was even saying in his manifesto that he got bored during Corona and that he basically got to a conspiracy guy, turned to a conspiracy fascist,
Yeah.
basically, during Corona times. And it's so similar to my film, Hanno.
It
You know?
sure is. It's kind of frightening to see how normal this is becoming.
Yeah. You know, and then he wrote here, I have the manifesto in front of me, like kill George Soros, kill Erdogan, kill Sadio Khan. I don't know what he has against Erdogan. Erdogan should be more of his taste, right? I mean, I think the best with Erdogan this week was that he is against Finland and Sweden joining the NATO.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the, and you know what his reasoning was? That they support terror organizations.
He was trying to say that some of the people who were appointed into positions of government were terrorists. Who the fuck is he
Yeah,
to
I know.
say?
He's the only dictator in the whole AU and NATO member. That he is in the NATO is already a total joke. And he is against Sweden and Finland. Like they are like major democratic social welfare states, you know, like where everybody has like a good income, schools are free, you get good health care and everything. And then the Turkish guy flips completely out and doesn't want that they join the NATO. I mean, but
Now,
you know,
I'm
he's
not gonna
like,
badmouth him here because I know that I'll get sued or something. So,
I
but
know.
yeah, you know how I feel about him. I know how you feel about him too. So,
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about him as long as we don't like do like slander, you know.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that he's a bad man. We'll put it that way. I think that remember that thing that happened on American soil where he came to visit Trump and then like his security entourage like beat the shit out of everybody who was just hanging
Know,
out?
a whole fist fight there, like with anti-Turkish demonstrators or exiled Turkish people. And
And Trump is such a fucking pussy that he let it happen. Like,
yeah, it didn't prosecute anybody. Nothing happened, as
I know
usual.
all those people got fucking fucked up too. It really was not cool. Erdogan is He's kind of a vicious beast, isn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, he's a total corrupt, of course. He has a lot of similarities to Putin.
Yes.
You know, like he has that major $500 million mansions he built for himself, castles he built for himself, And he's totally rigging the elections there and stuff like this. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Well,
But
they
okay.
already tried, they almost had a coup there. Remember that when
Yeah.
the military tried to rise up?
I know. And then it didn't
Yeah,
was
now
not
he's
successful.
got his grip now. He's not going to let that happen again.
No, I mean that is the thing. And but it was a strange coup too. It was like there are rumors that it was a little staged to come out as like a hero. You
Yeah.
know. So it was a little strange. But to the Buffalo guy in the manifesto, he wrote also stop watching porn.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people, they are normally like lonely killers, right? So they are do nothing else as watching porn. I mean, that is really strange, you know. I'm sure he watched porn every day, and then he's like, in the end, you should never watch porn, where he knows I'm going on a rampage now and whatever. And
Well, people like that is the reason why we keep the Rampage suit very safe. Safe and locked up, because somebody would love to use it in some crime like this, I'm sure, just as a representative of, you know what I mean?
yeah, totally. And
That's what I think of every time I see this shit. Like, this guy got all dressed up, like the guy who got dressed up in the theater with all the body armor and shit. Like, it's like, people are fucking fucked up. And it's funny that you were able to predict this before it became a trend. I think that each one of the films, each one of the Rampage films, is years ahead of where the country is going. Even the third film was ahead of its time. When it came out, people were saying, yeah, right, people are going to revolt against the government, this and that. I think we're almost there.
no, totally. I totally agree. It's like and looting and like, you know, like what we showed then later on the streets, that everybody's like that we had like kind of an anarchy coming, and all of this comes more and more real. Last week, Bill Maher in his show did a whole thing about like how now people just on bright daylight rob stores, smash windows, taking things out of the windows, taking things out of supermarkets, and they don't even get charged. They don't even get stopped by the security because everybody's scared. Not scared of them, scared that they could sue them, scared that they are not politically correct if they take a homeless guy down or whatever.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to touch them because then they can sue you.
You know. So interesting in his manifesto was also when anyone can be a German, a Brit, a Frenchman, then being European has truly lost all meaning. Make no mistake, the erosion of local and national identity has not come about by accident. It is a concerted and targeted effort against the European people. The idea that a Frenchman need to speak the language, share the culture, believe in the same God, or even more importantly, be ethnically French is ludicrous in the extreme. This is an attack on the very French people themselves, and this is a strategy designed to destroy national, cultural, linguistic, and ethnic unity. The idea.
Yeah, he's trying to say that they're trying to replace white culture with multiculturalism,
Yeah.
which is, I mean,
No,
that's
it's a lie. It's happening, but it's not a planned. You know, it's not like Mr. Evil who planned
yeah.
migration. Migration comes based on, there were two big factors for the migration into Europe in general, is that Africa is a shithole and people want to leave. That is the main point here, that they don't want to live in Africa, they want to live in Europe. So they're coming into Europe. And then we have so many wars where refugees came and stuff like this. Now we have the Ukrainian war where tons of Ukrainians enter in, you know, and they're getting like way more friendly welcoming because they are blonde and white. So, you know, it's like totally racist. And but on the other hand, a lot of countries, especially France and Spain, had to take so many in because they had so many colonies.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the French were like the British, they plundered the whole world for hundreds of years, and they had to take from in Algeria, Morocco, they all speak French there. So, and they had to take then people in because they were like basically being in their country for hundreds of years, you
Yeah.
know. And naja, but that is the thing. So he comes up in that manifesto with the typical stuff. And a day before in Germany, an Islam guy went amok in a train and stabbed 10 people. And then he got
Oh.
tackled down by a police officer who was on his way home and two other guys. They tackled him down. So nobody died, but he stabbed 10 people. I mean, he wanted to kill
Oh,
all of them,
God.
you know. And
That's
it's
horrible.
yeah, but it's more and more, right? When you see
Yeah.
it, you have more and more right-wing attacks and more Islamic attacks. You barely have any like left-wing attacks
Yeah,
in a way.
well, you don't. They try to say that, like, there are. They try to pretend like, what is it, Antifa is a terrorist organization, but I only see it coming from the extreme other direction.
Totally. I don't know any Antifa amok run.
Yeah.
You know, they do demonstrations. They do also some violent demonstrations against the G20 and all that stuff, you know, but they're not like completely lunatics who buy a gun and then they run amok because they are so big fans of Lenin and Stalin and Karl Marx or whatever. I mean, I never saw this happen. The people that run amok are completely blindly Nazi, QAnon crazy people, or they are totally radical Islamistic people. You basically they're all fitting in one of these two
Categories, yeah.
categories, you know. And so it's very sad also, like you know.
Well, it's a lot of lives wasted. I'm sure that they're not all completely stupid. They're just fucking warped. Their ideologies have become twisted. And, you know, their grip on what's real and what's not real has dissipated. So, you know, that's a sad thing to see. Like, it's a sad waste of our taxpayer dollars if they even get treatment, because half of those people don't want treatment. I mean, you have to really want the treatment to change. And mental health is a big thing right now. I don't know.
Yeah, that 100% too. All the studies show that, right? That we have an unbelievable mental health crisis around the world with people. They are in a rabbit hole. They're not getting out. They're like extremely.
Yeah, we all go through it. I went through it too. Like, I went through depression, severe depression after COVID and my divorce. And, you know, shit happens. And I think that it's good to take a step back and kind of realize, like, hey, this is not normal. This is not the way it should be. And, you know, seeking that treatment. A lot of people don't. A lot of people think, I'm strong. I don't need help. And, you know, I can deal with it on my own. But there's no shame in going to a doctor and getting medicated, because, you know, the world is a harsh enough place to on its own. Why would we want to put that burden on our back, you know, when we can get treatment? I don't know. I think
No,
that
I think
it's been stigmatized as if mental health is this horrible thing that makes you weak.
no, but it's also when you, I mean, I had the anxiety too, right? And so in the beginning of the year, and I took pills, and then I slowly got off it now, right? So, but now
Okay.
I'm better. And without the pills, who knows where that whole situation would went? You know,
Yeah,
it
yeah.
can get worse and worse and worse and worse. And a lot of the antidepressiva, they're doing a direct thing basically in your brain, you know, the serotonin stoppage basically. And I think that it's just the thing, you know, when you have like a total infection, you need antibiotics. Like
Yeah.
with bacterial infections, you need antibiotics. And I think if you have a real depression, then the antidepressiva is the best thing to do. And then parallel, you can do all kinds of things, you know, yoga, sports, meditation, all that you can do parallel, changing your life, seeing everything more positive, going everything day by day. That is all very, very important to do it parallel. But I don't think that alone would solve the problem. It's
Yeah.
you know, it's at that point a real physically problem, like where you have something and you need to basically rewire your brain with a medicament to stop having that feeling.
Yeah.
the fear or whatever it is. I mean, some people are just super like then tired. You know, a lot of depressed people are just too tired to do anything then, and others are totally have totally anxiety
But
and
a
just
lot of people don't
fear
even
everything.
know that they're depressed, and a lot of people don't even realize on a conscious level. Like deep down inside, yeah, they must know something's wrong, but they don't want to face this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people are in denial about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that is also when you read then the stories, you know, like when people push it away, push it away, push it away, and then they're getting the absolute completely meltdown and don't leave their room for half a year.
Yeah.
That you have too, right? You have, I know people, they said that, like they were like basically not living on their couch and were not able to do anything for like 6 months or a year.
Yeah.
Everything dropped. So, and that is what then you basically you should never did that. You should when you have feelings like this, you should go and get it
Yeah, I
get
don't know.
help.
It's American culture is very different than it in Germany and Europe or other places. People are meant here to be tough. You know, you got to brave it through. You can get through this with positive thinking. It's all bullshit. But yeah, you're right. I agree. But I think that our culture tells us that we're lesser if we seek out treatment or there's something wrong with us. You know what I mean? But that's not true. But that's
No.
it's like American culture makes people feel that way. Thus, they don't seek out treatment because they feel like they're crazy or something, which is bullshit.
Yeah, and I think also a lot of people are not aware that normal antidepressivers don't make you in any form high. Or
Yeah.
don't, you know, like it's just like it's like basically like ibuprofen. You know, when you have ibuprofen, you have headache, the headache goes away. And that is what the antidepressivas, I mean, it's slow. It's not like having an impact right away. But I in not 1 minute where I took the pills had in any form vision problems, moving problems, or I was like so tired I couldn't do anything, or I felt like I got LSD or something. Zero.
Yeah, no, what it really does is it kind of for me, it just kind of moderates my mood fluctuations that like I don't go from extremely, you know, pissed off to like happy or something. It's pretty, my mood is very stable. That's what it does. So that's fine. That's good.
I had like for me it was first of all heavy like I couldn't sleep, right?
Yeah, I
So
have that problem
yeah,
too.
so and you know my first pill was basically mitrazepam, what makes you really tired and at least you sleep. So and that helped me enormously. And then later, I when it regulated it, basically I switched to a different one. What was more like brings you more in a positive mood, brings you a little more energy to it, you know? So and then that worked too, and then I phased it slowly out. So
Well,
I'm.
good for you. That is good that you were able to phase it out and you recovered from your issues, and that's exactly what everybody else should be doing, you know, and not being ashamed of it. Because there's a lot to be fucking depressed out there about. The world is in a very sad state. Politics are in a fucked up state. There's so much to be stressed out about. I think that everybody who's listening should go, you know, if you feel down or if you feel depressed or anxious, go to your doctor and just say, hey, is there something that you can give me that will help me? Because it's important.
Yeah, and also when I went to Canada, I looked out of the window in the airplane, and then you see, like, you fly over the North Pole, right? And you look down, and like, I mean, an airplane flies like 1,100, 1,200 miles an hour or 1,000 miles an hour, like something like this. And it was just white, you know, like mountains, white and snow and whatever. And you feel like that is all melting.
Oh.
Oh, and if that all melts, then you get a feeling why, when the ice all melts, the ocean is almost 20 meters higher as now.
Yeah.
And that is the thing what I think that most of the people are not really aware of the size of the poles and Greenland and stuff like this. It's like it's enormous. It's like the size of all of America, you know, like it's enormous. And there is still a lot of snow, a lot of ice, whatever, but we know from the satellite shots, whatever, it's shrinking every year drastically. That is
It's a big
not,
problem.
it's a big problem, you know,
Yeah.
it's a big, big problem where you feel like, because when we're talking about 10 or 20 meters, the ocean level going up, that is Armageddon.
Yeah.
You know, that is not like if it's going a meter up, whatever, the Vancouver airport has a problem. But if it goes 10 or 15 meters up, all bets are off.
That's going to really flood and destroy a lot of the community.
Yeah. You know, so I mean, that is the thing. I mean, it's really not easy, you know. Yeah, now let's talk about abort.
What do you think of the Top Gun movie that's going to come out? Do you think it looks good?
I don't know, because I mean it looks good, and Tom Cruise is still a real movie star. You know, it's not doing TV.
It's supposed to be good. I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to see it.
I was never a Top Gun fan.
I never saw the first one.
You
But
know,
I
it's
still think it
like
looks
people are
good.
like now like all romantic about Top Gun, but I actually never watched it because I felt like it's totally stupid, a typical like
It
this here.
made my cousin join he
The
joined
army,
that shit. Yeah, he joined what is it, the Air
navy,
Force?
or the marines? No, is that
Yeah.
not the marines or the navy or whatever? Yeah,
I
but
think he joined the Air Force.
the Air
Yeah.
Force. He wanted to be a pilot, so yeah.
Yeah, but it was kind of a dumb reason because he saw Top Gun and I should have seen it, but I was like, "Jason, come on." So I never saw the movie, but I still think the sequel looks good. We'll see. Supposedly, China thought that the plane that they were using in the movie was a real, like, reconnaissance, a brand new. They thought it was a real aircraft, so they started to take pictures of the set.
Yeah. In the airplane, I was able to watch finally the Bond film.
Oh, you saw No Time to Die. What do you think?
Oh, it was good. I mean, for example, to J James Bond, I always liked in comparison to Top Gun, for example, right? So I always like, and in the earlier years, I liked James Bond more because the action scenes were more realistic. They got a little spaced away with being so over the top that it's more like Mission Impossible, more like this. But it was a good film and an ending for Daniel Craig, right? So it's over.
But how are they going to go on? Why'd they kill him off, dude? What are they going to have James Bond's daughter?
No, I have no clue. But I think he wanted to get killed off. I think he wanted to make sure that they don't try to get him back. You know,
Okay.
sometimes it's psychological, this kind of thing. They would beg him to do another Bond because they
Yeah.
have nobody. I mean, whoever you take now, that is a big problem. You know, and if you take I mean, if they're going so politically correct that you make James Bond, that you make it a woman, or you make it
The
you
black
know, I
guy.
the black guy, Idris Elba is a good actor. He's from England.
He's good.
They,
He would be great.
no, he would be good, but he's black, right? So, and I don't know if James Bond should be black. I mean, they have to say it, like, you know, like they have to say like, whatever, he's the best agent we have, and we give him the 007 number because he's the best we have. Then you can justify Idris Elba. But if you, I mean, I assume the next film will just show also the search for a new agent in the film.
That's dumb, though. James Bond has never died before. I don't
No,
know.
I know. It was the first one, and
I don't think they should have done it. I mean, I understand that it was for dramatic effect and Daniel Craig wanted to be out, but
yeah.
like now they have a real fucking mess. Like
Have it. I mean, I'm curious to see what they want to do now. And then I watched also The House of Gucci.
House of Gucci, okay.
Yeah, from Ridley Scott. Good film, and it shows how stupid Gucci is. I mean, like when you watch the film, you cannot believe that Gucci is a worldwide brand, because if they're even half what that family is shown in the film, then it's like a total disaster. I mean, totally retarded idiots, right? So Al Pacino and Jeremy Irons, whatever, they play the Gucci brothers, very old at that point. And Adam Driver is then the son, the only son. There's another son, but he's completely out of it, like he's a total idiot. And then Lady Gaga is that Italian, just a normal girl. She hits on the Driver guy because she sees he's rich, he's Gucci. So they're getting married, getting a kid, and then he leaves her for another woman, and then she kills him.
Oh.
And she and two other, and that happened in reality. So the only Gucci heir, basically, who was the chef of Gucci at that point, got killed and shot on stairs in the middle of Rome. And she got 26 years in prison or lifelong, whatever. And that was it. That is the end. And since then, Gucci is owned by basically venture capitalists.
Huh.
So the Gucci family is completely out of Gucci. There's nobody left. And it's really interesting. I mean, it was a good film. I think it's entertaining, good storytelling, very good acting. I have to say, especially from Lady Gaga, she's very good in that film. She, I think she was nominated for an Oscar. It was very good. And yeah, I would recommend the film, like the James Bond one. And I watched also two more films. I watched Stillwater with Matt Damon. Did you ever watch
that? I know what you're talking about. That's the one where, like, he's looking for his daughter or something.
Yeah, so the daughter is in jail in Italy, and for murder. So it's like that what is the American Amanda Knowles? What was that name?
Amanda Knox.
Knox. I think it's like they took that as an idea or whatever. So she's in jail. And he wants to get her out, but he's like a normal construction worker and is kind of like speaks zero Italian. And so for years, he just visits her from time to time. Her attorney dropped the ball on it already. And then she said in jail, somebody said he knows somebody who bragged that he killed that girl for what she is in jail, right? And she tells her dad, this guy, you need to find that guy. He really killed her, not me. And then he tracks him and finds him and kidnaps him and put him in a basement in Italy, in a house where he lives with a new woman he met there, and has him as a hostage and takes a DNA test. You know, gives the DNA test to a private investigator and said, well, we need to check the DNA on the victim with this guy. And then the police comes and his wife, his new girlfriend, releases the kidnapped guy. And a day later, the DNA test comes positive.
Oh.
But the guy is gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, and then, I mean, it goes back and forth, but it's a good film also. I like the film. Good acting and a different story, but I would recommend that too. And the fourth film I watched was Belfast from Kenneth Branagh. It was also nominated for Oscars.
Okay.
And I think it maybe got even one for script writing, whatever. And it's about the IRA and the Catholics in Ireland. And the Protestants against the Catholics, like 30 years ago, they were fighting against each other. And I think that film was not on that level to get a lot of Oscar nominations. It was not a bad film. Judi Dench plays in it. It's a family story. But all the IRA stuff, all the action stuff, basically, was horrible done.
Oh,
was like childish. you know,
So
when
they didn't, he didn't know how to direct action.
exactly, and it was just like, you know, like an attack with tanks, whatever, and they were throwing Molotov cocktails in the windows, but it was cheap, it looked not realistic, and nobody ever died in the whole film. You never see a guy dying or getting you know, like when you have like mayhem, I mean, you have to show some blood, you have to show actually people burn or people getting shot or something, and that nothing happened the whole time.
Yeah, it's just there's no stakes if people don't get killed.
I know, exactly. It's just a rumble,
yeah.
You know, and you know, so I think it was overrated, but it's not a bad film or whatever. It's an interesting subject, but I felt like that's nothing what you got all that nominations. But it was shot in black and white, and if you shoot something in black and white with famous actors, boom, you get the nomination. Yeah, because they think it's like, you know, it's this kind of like
no, you're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah, it's arty.
Artsy fartsy, yeah.
Art, you know, and it was actually funny. But we had a rumble in the airplane, the Mike Tyson part two. So before we even lifted off in,
somebody was fighting. What was that?
Yeah, yeah. There was like I heard only. I was sitting there, then I heard only screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling. Then I heard. Then 8 cops came in.
Oh shit!
And they were like the heavy cops. You know, they were at the airport. I'm sure they have like kind of a little more like SWAT kind of guys. So they came in. Then we heard like fighting sounds.
Whoa.
And then we saw him, this guy's carrying him out. But he was a massive, like a 2-meter monster guy.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they had a tough time to tackle him down, whatever. So they had with 2 people, each leg, 2 people, each arm, 2 people. And one guy had him in a chokehold. Getting out of the airplane.
Wow, and, dude, he's huge.
Yeah, yeah, that was not easy. And it like they bounced into the seats when they got him out because he was still fighting. And so there was like a half an hour delay. And then the pilot said, yeah, now the real delay comes because we have to get his suitcase out of the airplane. You know, you're not allowed to have a guy not on board and the suitcase is in. So, oh my God, it was already like on day one, already 1.5 hours delay. Horrible. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
that sucks. I don't mean to laugh, but.
No, it was funny almost, you know, like we were all laughing about it because it was so stupid. Like, why a guy flips right away or like out? We just came into the airplane. We just were sitting down. And so something triggered him right off the to lose his shit. And I don't know what. Maybe they wanted to put the mask off. And the stewardess said no.
It was probably something really stupid like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But he still had the mask on when they carried him out. You know, but it was like under his chin, so it was not really over his mouth anymore. But I mean, it's just like
people need to get a fucking life. Who gives a fuck if they want you to put the mask on? Just put the stupid mask on. Who gives a shit? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's in the airplanes they still do it, right?
Yeah,
some airlines like Lufthansa is still doing it in the airport. They still do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't care. I mean, when I was eating, of course, I mean, I was watching the films and ate the whole time something. So I didn't have the mask on for more. It was half of the time. But, you know, but you still have the mask on when you walk in and out. And so it's okay. If people think that makes it safer, I think it's kind of bullshit because in an airplane is extremely good air filters.
Yeah, yeah, they have to have that by law. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that people need to stop being these freedom fighters.
Yeah. Let's talk about the last thing on our list: the abortion rights.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about what's going on?
No, it's insane, right? So I mean, you cannot if they go all the way through that they say it's absolutely not allowed to have any abortion, even whatever, a week after you get pregnant, then it's so fucked up, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I
I
mean, what
don't.
is if you have a handicapped child? What is if you are really sick? What is if it's a rape thing? What is if the mother is a totally fentanyl drug addict? Well, I mean, you need to allow abortions. You know, I'm not pro late abortion. I'm not. I think in Germany it's allowed up to 13 weeks. Like 3 months in a week or something, you know. I don't think you should do an abortion when the kid is already like visible on the ultrasound and you have a body, you know. That shouldn't be allowed. So that is normally in months like 4.5, 5. Then I think it's too late. Then you should not allow abortions. But overall, you cannot say there are no more abortions at all.
Yeah.
There
And
is
I think that
no.
Clarence Thomas is trying to say that because that draft leaked, like all the news is trying to cover it as it's a lack of public trust. What really it is that he doesn't have any trust because he's afraid of other people judging him and looking over his shoulder at shit that they want to do. They feel like they shouldn't be moderated. I think that those people are fucking horrible, awful people, and this is going against our constitution. Our constitutional rights.
Yeah, horrible. And Jeff, I think also like I hope that this will change a little the midterms. You know, because a lot of people in the midterms basically would have voted now for the Republicans, you know, but maybe they reconsider. There are a lot of people, 70% of the Americans are pro-abortion.
Yeah, it's necessary. We all know somebody who's had an abortion, and if there are no abortions, there'll just be like illegal, very unsafe abortions done in back alleys. You know, the abortions will still be done, they'll just be a lot less safe, and you're putting your daughter, your mother, your neighbor at risk. And don't tell me, oh, they should have not had sex in the first place. That's such a fucking archaic bullshit fucking answer. I think that the religion and church and state needs to be separate. I think that now the church is seeping into the government and now into our laws. It's like it's the saddest, most fucking hypocritical thing.
Yeah, no, it's really unbelievable. It shows also like I just Twittered. I don't know if you read it already. There was an article today in the Vanity Fair about that with the shortage on formula, the Republicans mentioned they should not feed immigrant kids anymore.
What is up with the Republicans, man?
You know, I tweeted as the party of Lincoln turned into a QAnon mental ill institution. You know, that was what I tweeted, and it's really insane. You know,
Yeah.
conservatives claim the solution to the formula crisis is to stop feeding the children of undocumented immigrants. I mean, how low you want to sink before you see the party you vote for is a piece of shit, like human garbage people are in the Republican Party, in the Congress, and in the Senate. They're human garbage. They're only doing what their big donors telling them, and they're just absolutely fascist pieces of shit. You cannot sugarcoat that anymore. It's
Yeah.
like you know, I mean, a lot of Republicans are not 1 centimeter different as a Putin or a Kim Il-jung in North Korea. There is no difference between them. They would love to have the same dictatorship in America.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No,
it's
I
really.
agree with you. I do. I agree that Republicans have gotten so extreme and they need to be taken back because this is very scary shit that they're taking over everything pretty much.
Yeah, you know.
And they're trying to cheat their way into future elections and stuff and redistricting. I think that it's really scary that they think that they can cheat their way into power without the support of the people.
Yeah, no, it's really crazy. And yeah, so we will see. You know, I just read here in the news right now that Erdogan is vetoing officially Sweden and Finland. And at the NATO, They need a unified vote.
Yeah, or else it won't go through.
If they don't convince them to vote pro, they cannot take Finland and Sweden. But how can they make rules like this? I mean, how stupid is the NATO?
Yeah, they should just kick Erdogan out.
Absolutely. Out. Or say, if you have 29 NATO members, right? I mean, you can also say you could do like a lot of times you have a two-third majority can decide things. You know, yeah. like two-thirds of the thing. But if you need a unified vote and you took in like Hungary is in the NATO, they're total fascists. You know, like, I mean, there are a lot of countries in, they are totally wild cards now. And I mean, it's insane. They will never get any decision done on a lot of other things they maybe want to do. You know, it's crazy. But they think he just wants support, money, weapons, whatever for himself. And then he will say yes.
What a fucking, I don't even know. I'm not going to say it.
No,
he's yeah. I'm not gonna say it.
And then you remember the Profane exhibit, that movie, what was produced, and I made a little short film for it. That like 13 directors, they made horror short.
Oh
film.
Yeah, the Profane exhibit.
Yes, and it came out. It looks like it came out.
Did it finally come out? It's been fucking forever, dude.
I Twittered it, the link. I can send you the link. I don't know if it's done. If I mean, it's done. They want to go, I think, in a film festival with it first. And
because I heard that what happened was that they were shooting one of the segments and they ran out of money and they weren't able to finish all the stories. Like yours is done and there are other ones that are done, but the whole film hadn't been finished. So did they finally come up with the money? That's great.
Yeah, so it looks like they got it done and written here on the 13 years in production hell, but now the Profane exhibit is finished and looking to take over the world. This very rare film has been talked about for over a decade and was thought to be lost, but now it's found and finally available for horror fans for their viewing displeasure. Due to the extreme content of this film, viewer discretion is highly advised. Perfect for midnight screenings.
Okay, yeah. Well, is it free or how does it cost money?
No, they will have it released at one point, you know. But I mean, it's was a film you could make money if it was still Blockbuster around and you could still sell a lot of DVDs. Then you could maybe make some money with it. I think it's too hard. It will be not bought by Netflix or something. And
it's way too violent.
It will be only on like some horror streaming platforms, and that will be it.
Maybe Shudder, maybe will take it.
Maybe it could be. Okay, look, we almost did an hour today. So then, now.
All right, guys. So you can add Uwe Ball on Twitter at UweBall7. I'm Gary Otto at Gary Otto Zero. We will see you next time on Uwe Ball Raw USA.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.